The 8th Professional Seminar on Church Communication Offices is being held this week at Rome's Pontifical University of Santa Croce. The seminar brings together leading experts in the field of church communications in order to compare their experience with that of professionals in church communications from around the world. Christopher Wells spoke to the president of the Catholic Radio Association, Stephen Godosik, about how Catholic media can work together to spread the gospel message.
The question is, what can Catholic radio, or what does Catholic radio expect from a communications office? And that expectation really is the ability to work together. For Catholic radio and the institutional elements of the church to be the body that St. Paul speaks about or that our Lord prayed for at the Last Supper. And that can be difficult coming at the church's work of communications from different perspectives is difficult. And so the hope today was to address that so that Catholic radio stations and Catholic communications office can work together for the good of the church and the accomplishment of her mission.
And one of the things you talked about in your speech, you talked about how we compete with a very effective media machine that doesn't share Catholic perspective or Catholic worldviews. How do we go about trying to make the church's voice heard in a world that's overwhelmed by a different message?
Well, I think if you look at the message of the world, and we can learn from our competition, i.e. the world, the flesh, and the devil, if you look at the world, you see that their message isn't just one message, nor is it from one platform or source. That message is pervasive. It's coming at you from every element of media, every institution in society, from your neighbors. And not only is it coming at you from all directions, it's many different messages that are all complementary and moving toward that end. A bad end, I would offer, but toward the same end. But the church has to be able to imitate that in some degree, that all of her elements, whether lay or institutional, religious, etc., work together, and that the message is, well, the message really, as Benedict and John Paul have said, is Christ. And so we need to maintain that unity, that the purity of that message, but how it relates to our life. You know, I think our Protestant brothers and sisters in the States have a great ability to personalize Christ and answer the question, what does it mean for me? What does loving Christ do for me, to me, require of me? And the church, I think, has to take up that call and personalize Christ through all of her instruments, through all of the organs, through every Catholic. I mean, if each and every Catholic lived the faith while at the same time the elements, organs of the church proclaimed the faith, then those in the church would see that complementarity of the message and make it real. It'd be authentic. Oh, they're living what they're saying. And those who are not of the church would see that same authenticity. And that is compelling. If what we are proclaiming is not finding expression in our life, then whatever we proclaim rings hollow.
One of the other things you mentioned was how the communications office of the bishop can be a focus of unity for media that is working with the church. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, yeah, the council, the Second Vatican Council, really calls upon the bishop to be that focal point of unity in the church, in the local church. By extension, his communications office really is the focal point for unity in the work of Catholic media. You know, it's very difficult to get many different media outlets, institutions, etc., to all come together and work toward a common plan or common purpose. Not necessarily doing the same things, but toward the same end. And a Catholic communications office really is in that. And not only is it positioned well, but it really is its vocation. It's calling as the office of the bishop, an extension of the office of the bishop. It's the only one in the position to do so. And while formally you might say it is the responsibility of the bishop, obviously that can be delegated. But it's not going to happen on its own. People are busy, institutions are busy, Catholic radio stations are busy, Catholic newspapers are busy. Without a concerted and intentional effort to build unity, to work together, to develop synergies, then it's not going to happen. Either we choose to do it and we work toward it, or it will not happen.
And your specific field is radio and Catholic radio. How is what is the place of radio in delivering the message today? And more broadly, what is its role in terms of the overall social communications that are offering new opportunities for spreading the gospel message?
Well, I think maybe it's just something endemic in man that he always wants to posit an either-or question. Well, it has to be either black or white, or it has to be this or that, Chevy or Ford. In Catholic communications, I think we run the risk of doing that same thing because the Church has such a storied past in the Catholic press and has a large infrastructure in the press, that we might say, well, we need to do the Catholic press, and we can't do this or that. Or being in radio, I might say, well, gee, radio is where it's at. We really need to do radio. And that's true. But it's not an either-or. It's a both-and. So we need to do the traditional Catholic press. We need to do Catholic radio. We need to do Catholic television. We need to do social media and different forms of web-based platforms because people are there. Wherever there are people, the Church must be in whatever medium that is, because those people need salvation. And if they have a particular affinity for receiving their information in a particular way, or they choose to consume a particular instrument at a particular time, you know, maybe when they're driving they have on the radio, when they're at home they have on something else. But so the Church has to recognize the humanity, the individuality of people, and meet them where they're at with the instrumentality that they want. And when we use all those means and our message is crafted well and we're working to complement the work of the other means, then the new evangelization really gains a foothold. But if we leave the field or never take to the field in those media where people are, then we leave it to the world of flesh and the devil, and the Church doesn't have an opportunity.
What, in your mind, what does kind of an integrated communications outlook for the Church, in terms of, you spoke of both synergy, solidarity, what would an integrated message look like for the Catholic Church, say particularly in the United States right now?
Well, I would. That's fairly broad, and we could talk quite a bit. So, I'll narrow that down to what I touched briefly in my talk. As Catholics, we recognize our affinity for our bishop. Obviously, in John, our Lord talks about the people following the voice of the shepherd, and that really is true. We want to follow. We love our bishop. And the bishop is the only authentic and authoritative teacher of the faith. So how can all Catholic forms of media be used to proclaim the bishop's voice, the bishop's words, the teachings of the Church as articulated by the bishop, so that he becomes or he fulfills his role as chief teacher of the faith, but he becomes that focal point of unity? And I think that's a challenge for us. Today we can look at the issue of religious freedom as sort of on the front burner, sort of front and center, and how do we as Catholic media buttress, support, magnify, reinforce the message that the local bishop has on that?